from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A top United Nations official says Burundi is at a tipping point of descending into mass violence and is urging the UN Security Council to act. In a speech late Monday to the Council, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said at least 240 people have been killed in Burundi since anti-government protests began in April and that bodies are being dumped on the streets on an almost nightly basis. Zaid Raad al-Hussein blamed most of the violence on police, intelligence agents, and the ruling party's militia, though he noted that unidentified government opponents are also killing people. A spokesman for Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has announced the president has named a new chief for the country's anti-corruption agency, also known as the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission. Garba Shehu, a special assistant to the president, said the new acting chief is Ibrahim Mustafa Magu. He is Nigeria's assistant commissioner of police. The Egyptian military has released journalist and human rights advocate, Hossein Bagat, a day after the United Nations and a human rights group denounced his detention. Egyptian authorities had detained him on Sunday, accusing him of spreading false news in an October report about 26 officers he said had been convicted by a military court of plotting a coup. Some 11 million children in eastern and southern Africa face hunger, disease, and water shortages as a result of the strongest El Niño weather phenomenon in decades, according to the United Nations Children's Fund Tuesday. Food and water shortages caused by droughts and floods are causing malnutrition. It increases children's vulnerability to killer diseases. This is VOA News. Syrian state TV is reporting that government forces have broken a siege imposed by the Islamic State group on a northern military airbase since 2013. The report says government forces have met with troops that were defending the Quirra's airbase in the northern province of Aleppo. Syrian troops launched a wide offensive to reach the base last month under the cover of Russian airstrikes. Tuesday's push is a major victory for the government against IS that controls nearly half of Syria. Russia says allegations that its athletes are part of widespread doping and efforts to cover it up are groundless and insists its policies strictly adhered to those of the Global Anti-Doping Agency and the International Olympic Committee. A Kremlin spokesman said Tuesday that evidence had not been presented to substantiate the claims. Meanwhile, the executive director of the Russian anti-doping agency, Nikita Kamayev, acknowledged that there have been some issues. He says, I believe that problems obviously exist, but Russia is on the path to clear its name and change. It's strange to talk about that for me as if I'm praising myself, but according to objective facts, which is what we use statistic of changes, Russian anti-doping, based on the criteria suggested for the national agencies by the international agency itself, operates totally in accordance with those criteria and fights doping effectively enough. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister David Cameron called Tuesday for the European Union to make a number of reforms ahead of his country's referendum on whether to leave the 28-nation bloc.
Today, as we confront fresh threats and dangers to our country, an important decision that the British people will have to take at the ballot box in our lifetimes.
He continues.
If we vote to leave, then we will leave. There'll not be another renegotiation and another referendum. So I say to my European counterparts with whom I'm negotiating, this is our only chance to get this right for Britain and for the whole European Union.
Among the demands are protections for the one-third of EU nations that do not use the euro currency. Cameron said if the EU becomes a single currency club, then it would not be one for Britain. International observers in Myanmar giving qualified approval to Sunday's historic parliamentary elections as a vote counting is in its second full day. The process went better than many people expected beforehand. That's according to the head of the European Union's Election Observation Mission during a press conference Tuesday. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.